Today is the feast of Saint Placidus and companions. Now, while on the one hand, having come through with Saint Thérèse of Lisieux and Saint Francis of Assisi, it seems we kind of come off a plateau of two very well-known saints and two very famous saints that lots of people have devotion to a saint that very few people perhaps have devotion to. But when we talk of saints, one of the most important parts of the founding of a religious order in the history of that order is oftentimes who their first martyrs were. Well, Saint Placidus was just that for the Benedictine order, such a great order to have its first martyr who, you know, kind of is relatively unthought of too much these days. Well, he was a great saint after all. He, for his part, was born of a very noble family. His father was fairly well off. And when he was born, he was the firstborn son of the family. And as such, his dad, being an extremely devout Catholic man, decided that this was his offering to God. He would give God back his firstborn son. So at the age of 6 years old, because at that point he was ready to enter into school, he sent him off to the monastery set up by the Benedictines just recently there, that he might receive a good Catholic education and live at the monastery and live that life of a monk at 6 years old. And so he was there all the way up until he was about, I think, 13 or 14 years old. And then he traveled with Saint Benedict himself to Monte Cassino in Italy to set up that initial monastery there, the famous monastery of Saint Benedict at Monte Cassino. And there he stayed until 22 years old. And his father, having died, had left a large parcel of land to the monastery at that point, and it was in Sicily. And so in Sicily, there seemed to be all this tumult and all this trouble that was going on. So Saint Benedict, knowing the piety and the solid nature of this young man at only 22 years old, went to Placidus and he says, "You know what? I think that this is a good job for you. You should go and take care of being short. Go down to Sicily and try to make sure that you can bring peace to the area with the solid teaching of the faith down there, and try to set up a monastery." And he did. He went down to Sicily, he preached to the people, he taught them the faith, he set up the first monastery in Sicily, and very quickly afterwards was able to gather up together 30 additional men to be monks in the monastery. And as they were living their life faithful in that monastery, all of a sudden that peace was disrupted for them. Because here came on boats a whole horde of pirates. They were Moorish pirates, meaning that they were coming from kind of like the land of Turkey, before Islam was even in existence. So there were pagans coming from that general area of the Middle East of Turkey. And they came up, as pirates would, and just caused a whole lot of havoc. They wanted to steal, they wanted to pillage, they wanted to just, you know, kind of do all sorts of nasty things. And they found as a perfect target the monastery. It was there with all of its sacred vessels and all of its statues and all of its art. There's a treasure trove of riches that they saw, and also a spot that they thought to themselves, this is a weak spot for us to attack. And so they went there and found instead true strength of character. Well, for Saint Placidus and all of his companions, the entire monastery that it was, you know, here was the great trial that was to come to them. And of all things, it happened during the visit of three family members of Saint Placidus. His two brothers and his sister had come down to visit him there at the monastery. Well, didn't matter. The more the merrier for the bands of the holy martyrs for the church. They all suffered great torture for so many days. They were beaten regularly and then thrown, bound, and into their prison cells because they would refuse to offer sacrifice to the pagan idols of the captains of the ship. And then each day they'd be brought out and told, if you offer sacrifice again, we'll let you go. And each time they would refuse to do so, and the captain took great joy in thinking of all of these different and cruel ways to torture these people. At one point he had had enough of kind of torturing them in a way, and so he decided to finally put them to death. And he hung them by their feet, all of them, over a pit of fire that was smoldering, and with the hopes that the smoke would then suffocate them and kill them. Well, they thought this was this will be taken care of, and they walked away from these Christians hanging upside down. And they came back the next day, a full evening of them inhaling all this smoke, and they found them not only still alive, but all of their wounds from all the torture that they had endured for the last several days all healed again. And this only enraged them more, and so he again tortured them. And he finally zoomed in on Flavia, the sister of St. Placidus, and decided that he was going to, as the only woman there, he would torture her in as an individual, one, to get her to give up the faith, and also, two, that by seeing it, maybe Placidus himself would compromise and give up the faith. And so they stripped her, and they hung her upside down, without any clothes on, and they started to mock her and beat her. But all the while, Flavia, she praised them, and not only praised God, and not only praised our Lord, but at the same time told them that there was no torment that they could give to her that she wouldn't welcome, as long as she would never abandon the faith. Well, enraged by this, he decided he would hand her over to the other guards, but anybody who tried to come near to her, because of her prayers, they were immediately had themselves frozen in place, where they couldn't move their arms or their legs. And so finally, and then they turned to Placidus and said, and decided that, you know, because all the while he was preaching to them, trying to convince them of the truth of the faith, they smashed out his teeth, broke his jaw, and cut out his tongue in order to stop him from preaching. But his voice only came out more clearly after it was done. And at seeing that great miracle, the captain had enough. He couldn't take it anymore. And he ordered all of the monks and the siblings of St. Placidus lined up upon the beach. And each one of them was beheaded, finally giving up their souls to God in the holy martyrdom. The very first martyrs of St. Benedict's order. Still, while St. Benedict was still alive and around, and they gave their blood so strongly and so willingly, they found it to be the greatest offering that they themselves could make. Well, that wasn't quite the end of the story, because they, in the end, after having been entered into heaven, they themselves, their legacy would have the last laugh, if you will, because God would not be mocked by these pagans. And so after a couple more days of pillaging the cities that they came to pillage in Sicily, the pagan pirates set sail again, and then immediately after leaving the coast, they were swept up by a huge storm upon the sea that swallowed all of their ships and all of the men, and their punishment for killing good, holy, religious, they sunk to the bottom of the ocean. And so was the end of the martyrdom and the punishment for that killing of innocents. For us, it's a good reminder that we don't know what type of trials come our way. Chances are people aren't going to hang us by our feet over fire and try to make us breathe in smoke or anything like that. But we are reminded that difficulties come. And we might be the first ones before anybody else has to endure trials or difficulties. But that only means that we set the good example. If nobody else is going to stand on the side of what is right, except for us, well, we lead by our example, rather than looking to what everybody else around us does. Because just because we might be the first or the only ones to stand for righteousness and for truth, does not mean it's not the right thing to do. And so, in that, we see the action of great virtue and the ability for us to practice it in our lives. May God bless you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.